This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Carmen Wong Ulrich. So how you were raised when it comes to money influences your point of view now. Today, a musician talks about the differences between his mom and his dad and how he learned from both.
I'm John Roderick. I play in a band called The Long Winters. I used to be in the band Harvey Danger that had the big hit Flagpole Sitta in the late 90s. And The Long Winters have been my band since the early 2000s. You know, the lessons that I learned from my parents are that money can make you very unhappy, no matter what your philosophy of it is. And having a healthy relationship to money is extremely important. When I first started making music, the idea was still based on a kind of hit the lottery idea of how a band became successful. I had a day job where I worked at a magazine shop, because then I was going to be a rock star and I was going to hit it rich and then I would have a white swimming pool and a waterfall. That did not happen. I did not get a white swimming pool. My mom was a computer programmer and my dad was a lawyer. Their relationship to money was very different. My father was a spendthrift and a playboy. If he got $5,000, he would spend $6,000. My mom was frugal and somebody to whom money meant more than just what it could buy. Saving money was a way of feeling secure. So I was taught both approaches, and that schizophrenic relationship to money and saving was a real challenge to me as I developed my business. At a certain point in the mid-2000s, the band started making money. That was when I had to really scramble. I was running a small business, and I had 6 to 10 employees, and I had to learn how to pay taxes. I had to learn how to run a business. Fight. You know, my instinct was to sit and bicker over who didn't put a dollar in on the tip. But part of being a band leader is that you need to spend money sometimes. If you've got your 5 bandmates there and you're buying a fancy dinner, you know, you don't want to be standing at the table collecting $22 from everybody at the table. Like, that just isn't hot. You need to be able to spend $500 on dinner sometimes. And for me to be anxious about the money is just to do myself the disservice of not enjoying the moment I'm in. You know, I had to learn to adopt my dad's carefreeness about, well, the money's going to show up. Let's just assume it does. But also really maintain my mother's vigilance over the big picture. You have to recognize that money cannot heal you. It can't heal you by spending it, and it can't heal you by saving it. And adopting that has absolutely improved the quality of my life, and I think made me a better artist.
Striking a balance as a rock and roll CEO. Send us your lessons about growing up and money. You can tweet us at Live Money or record your story at marketplacemoney.org.